only way to survive. Enough said. You're tired. Listen, you're in Block 17. I am responsible for keeping order here. Anyone with a complaint against anyone else can come and see me. That's all. You can go to bed. Two people to a bunk. Good night. The first human words. No sooner had we climbed into the bunks than we fell into a deep sleep. The next morning, the veteran prisoners treated us without brutality. We went to the wash place, we were given new clothes, we were brought black coffee. We left the block at about 10 o'clock so that it could be cleaned. Outside, the sunshine warmed us. Our morale was much improved. We were feeling the benefit of a night's sleep. Friends met each other, exchanged a few sentences. We talked of everything except those who had disappeared. The general opinion was that the war was about to end. At noon, they brought us soup, a plate of thick soup for each person. Tormented though I was by hunger, I refused to touch it. I was still the spoiled child I had always been. My father swallowed my ration. In the shade of the block, we then had a little siesta. He must have been lying, that SS officer in the muddy barracks. Auschwitz was, in fact, a rest home. In the afternoon, we were made to line up. Three prisoners brought a table and some medical instruments. With the left sleeve rolled up, each person passed in front of the table. The three veterans, with needles in their hands, engraved a number on our left arms. I became A7713. After that, I had no other name. At dusk, roll call. The working units came back. Near the door, the band was playing military marches. Tens of thousands of prisoners stood in rows while the SS checked their numbers. After roll call, the prisoners from all the blocks